So what we do, when you have a hearing test, we get you to respond every time you hear a noise, and we plot it on a graph, which is called an audiogram.
We start off with low pitch sounds and going up to higher pitch sounds. And we test between 250 hertz up to 8,000 hertz because that's the frequency range that human speech lies between.
Audiologist Jane McDonald. She works for Country Hearing Care, and she's working closely with the Sunraysia community to try and pick up quite a common hearing problem.
The main issue we're looking at is otitis media. We've been involved in looking at the problem of otitis media, especially within the Indigenous population locally here. The middle ear sits between the eardrum and the cochlea, or the actual organ for hearing. It's the middle ear's job to transfer the vibrations of the eardrum, or the sounds we hear, into the cochlea, where those vibrations are changed into an electrical impulse and transmitted to the brain as something that we've heard. And that process works really well, but sometimes, especially with children, there can be a problem in the middle ear where they can develop fluid that stops the eardrum from vibrating and stops the middle ear from carrying that signal through to the cochlea. Otitis media is very common in children due to differences with the anatomy of their ear. They're more likely to get otitis media, to develop the fluid in the middle ear, and they have a less developed immune system as well, so they're more likely to have infection that can affect that too. And it's been estimated that up to 75% of children will have otitis media at least once by the time they're three.
Part of your research is focused on the Indigenous community. Why is it such a big problem within the Indigenous community?
Aboriginal children are 10 times more likely to develop otitis media than the general population. That can be caused by poor living conditions, overcrowding due to unemployment. It's very important to pick this up as early as possible to try and stop the cycle of the implications of it with impaired speech development, with the hearing loss that affects educational outcomes and employment opportunities when they're a little bit older. There has been a lot of research into otitis media in the Indigenous population within Australia, but nothing done locally here in Mildura. The school nurses do still look at children starting school, and there's a questionnaire sent home, and if the child's parent or carer identifies any concerns about hearing, then their hearing will be looked at. I think this only happens, though, for those children that parents are worried about.
Jane says as part of the testing done, 351 children were screened. Of those, 142 were Indigenous. Around 14% of that group had otitis media, compared with around 3.5% for the non-Indigenous group.
Newborn babies are screened, and there's nothing really that happens in between that. So that's why there's a bit of a gap, and we're looking to identify children with otitis media.
At what stage is it ideal to pick somebody up with a hearing issue?
The earlier the better, and hence the newborn screening that happens all through Victoria now. And the aim of that is to decrease the age of diagnosis to as young as possible, because it used to be that the average age of diagnosis was 3 years, which is far too late. The problem with otitis media is that it can be a transient or a fluctuating condition, so difficult to know if your child has it and if it's going to resolve, or if it's a persistent problem. What we plan to do in the future as well is host a continuing professional development event for Aboriginal health workers locally, and to enhance and improve their otoscopy skills, so that when they're looking in the ears of these babies and children, that they're more familiar with the landmarks of the eardrum and what they're actually looking at.